Kumlana block the murder of the Kufir Umbrella. Says the murder, 2 dots, 10 lines on the top. Okay, so he boiled. We have a question. You said that the animal is missing any part, and everyone agrees that if you mark it outside, you're not chayv. What about if it was missed the part only after it left the base of Migdash and your way outside? If the chsaron took place outside the base of Migdash, you took it out completely from the base of Migdash, but before you were able to bring it up, part of it got lost. That since when you walked out anyway, if the moment you took it out of the base of Migdash, as long as the second before then it was a whole animal, complete animal. The moment you took it out, it became possible. Mali chosa, mali yasa. What I care is the whole carbon, it's still possible anyway. So maybe here it doesn't matter if it's missing. When it comes to yoytze, when you took it out, the only way to get to do the shchuti chutz is by taking it out. Only if the entire animal is complete. Oh, but the lesser being a loy, but the entire animal is incomplete. No, you're not chayv. I'm going to buy the bite, Toshma, come here, Rabbeleza, poiter. Rabbeleza says in our Mishnah, he's potter, achi yakir, verse kolon. Rabbeleza says you're potter until you bring the entire animal. Being the entire animal. So it seems to me that even when you took it outside, it has to be the entire animal, complete animal. So if anything is missing, even outside is no good. What does Rabbi Lezer have to do with what we're talking about, the Chachamim? Of course Rabbi Lezer holds, even inside the thing is missing, or anywhere is missing. And he holds more. He holds, even the whole animal is complete, but you don't bring the whole thing up. You're not chayv until you bring the whole thing up. We're talking according to the Rabbanan that even if you bring a kazayis, you're chayv. But they say that you need the entire animal to be complete in existence, just you bring a kazayis. What are you according to Chachamim if part of the animal went missing outside? So he answered back. I once heard in the name of Rav. I wouldn't name them. I can't understand how Kabbai hear directly from Rav. Some say it must be Rabba. So he said to him, until there's no LD Sabina, when do they argue? Only while the whole animal is complete. But if the animal is missing a part, the animal is incomplete inside, is missing a part. They are moide that if you bring that outside, you're not chayv. Lav the chosav chutz doesn't mean that even if it's missing outside, who cares inside or outside? Someone asked back, no raya. Maybe dafke the chosav b'fnim. If it's missing while it was inside the base of Mikdash, but if it was whole when it went out of the base of Mikdash, complete, and then it went missing part of it, who knows? So Toshma coming here, it says the kulan shechasu and all of these animals if they are missing. The end of the Mishnah says even a kosher vikrivan bechus and even a drop and you took it outside, you're potter. Lav the chasav chutz, it went missing outside as well. Maybe lo chasav ni, maybe lo no, maybe chasav ni, but it went missing inside. Makriv kochi, it says in the Mishnah.
I lost the answer to the question.
No, it's not raya. You want to bring a raya that it went missing outside. Who said maybe it went missing inside? But what happens, Taka, if it went missing outside? Maybe it's possible. So the Gemara remains inconclusive. We have no compelling raya. Nishtahin.
And the question of if.
Good one. Question is, everyone is made if part of it, the animal was missing before you took it out of the base of Mikdash.
You're not chayv.
That's right. If it went missing after you went to base of Mikdash, not clear. Because you cannot.
How much of the animal.
Doesn't matter. Mashu.
A
mashu is missing.
According
to Chamma Kazayas. The whole animal has been complete. You took a kazayas of it outside. According to Rabbi Lezer, you actually have to be marked the whole animal. But we have three opinions, whether it means the whole animal, whether it means all the limbs.
I just lost the kazayis.
Says the Mishnah, if you mark them cut together, they're murim, then what? You're still chayv. If the murim is not sitting directly on the fire, but rather the meat, is a chatzitza between that and the fire. So you shouldn't be over, because the basar of a shlamim doesn't belong on the base of Migdash. So you shouldn't be over. You turned it over and you put the emulium directly on the fire. He holds that if you put on a stone, it doesn't matter. Then you are chayiv. So the same over here. It's like no worse than a seller. And then Rabbi Omar, that since meat and fat are really the same mean, it doesn't matter that if the meat is sitting directly on the fire and the fat is above that. Says the Mishnah, mincha shalai nikamatsa, mincha you didn't do a kmitza from, so it's therefore it's not yet rolled to put on the mizbeach. Is the kriva b'chut, he brought the rest of the, he brought the mincha outside, potter, because it has to be rolled to the mizbeach. Kol zman, he didn't do a kmitza, it's like he didn't do a shchita. You did the kmitza, but then the kmitza fell inside the mincha. Because if this would have been raw on the mezbech, if you put it up like that, if the kaimetz got mixed up with the shiraim and you put it on the mezbech, it's oil to the bailim b'diavet, so therefore it's raw to the mezbech. So in this case, you'd be chayv. Anything which you'd be chayv, it would be lie, which would be raw in mezbech inside, you're liable outside. It says the Mishnah Gemara, "Vamai levat l'shiraim l'kaimetz." The kaimetz is so little compared to the amount of the mincha. Why it doesn't become bottle? It says haktora. It says the kamatz v'hikte when it comes to kaimitz. See, what you do with kaimitz, put on the mezbech. But nem haktora b'shrayim says haktora by the leftover. It says lo saktirum any part of it to the fires. The ma haktora's kaimitz ain't kaimitz malchaveiroi. If you have a number of kaimitz, you put them all together. Each one your yaitza. You don't say, oh, but the other one is the majority. It should be vatal this little one. Is av haktora shirayim ain't shirayim about the kaimitz. Learn from there. Gzeir shavah that also if you happen to put the shirayim, you shouldn't. But if you happen to mezbech, it doesn't out the number. It doesn't cancel the kaimitz. Mishnah where kufi number aleph about 10 lines to the bottom of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, "Hakaymitz the kaymitz and the lavaina shehikriv echem b'chut." A mincha is a dover. You need two things to be matred. You need the kaymitz and you need also the incense. What about if you makriv one of them outside? Abeleza the kuf yud.
110.
Yeah. 10 lines on the bottom, Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer pointed at Yaakov Asher. Rabbi Eliezer says, since you have to be marking the complete animal, over here the complete thing would be the kaimet and the levina. Echad bifnim. So the Tanakhama holds you chaye, because if you did part of it, you chaye. Rabbi Eliezer says, you pot it until you do both. Echad bifnim, because one inside, one outside, chaye, you chaye. If you did one inside and the other one outside, you chayv. Why? Because you finished the whole job. According to everybody, if you did one of the matinin, the kmitza inside, and then all you have to do now is levoina, you took the inside outside. We learned before, according to everybody's maida, if you did all the animal on the mizbech and only one kazai is left, even Rabbi Eliezer's maida, you complete another animal, you chayv. Shnei bazicha levoina. When it comes to lechem aponim, you have two bazichim over there to the frankincense. That's matir lechem aponim. Shehikiv echem. If you did only one of them outside, chayv, because Rabban hold you don't need complete. Rabbi Eliezer pointed out sheyakiv zasheni. Rabbi Eliezer holding a chayv until you did both, because he holds you have to bring the complete carbon. Echad b'fnim, if you already did one inside, now you only have one left, and you did that one outside b'chutz, everyone holds your chayv. Think about it, Rabbi Yitzchak, koimitz or koimitz, ma'u sheyati kenegdei b'shirayim. He said this, if you did only the kmitza, you didn't do the other part, the levoina, you did only the kmitza, what's pshat? You need two to be matres. Do we say each one does a half? Or do we say the first one does not do a half, but it weakens the whole thing? It's like shutfim. Shutfim means each one owns a half of the whole thing, or each one holds whole of the half, or half of the whole. So that's exactly the question there. Do we say that each matir is matir half the mincha? So half the mincha now is already all right, you're allowed to eat. Just we don't know which one. Or the pshat is no, it just weakens the whole kedusha in it because you did half of it. Ma'ushiyate connected b'shirayim. Do we say mishle shari? It's matir that half. Or maybe what? And maybe it just weakens the overall, the entire kedusha, because you still have, you already did half of it, or you did already half of it. Who are you asking? Meir holds that if you were mefagel just by the kaimitz or by the levoina, and you had a mind to eat it, let's say the rest outside, he holds it's called pigul. That means it's effective. The Mishnah Shot, it's clear that's mamash hamatir. In order to do pigul, you have to be something which is matir. If you do only kaimitz and you have the wrong kavan in mind, and it ruins the mincha, it must be that the kaimitz makes half of the mincha completely mutter, so complete matir, and therefore it ruins the whole carbon. So it's not even a question. Nothing happens, and again, nothing happened either. It doesn't even weaken it, because if it weakened it, you can argue that there should have been some kind of pigul, because it has some effect on the carbon. I mean, they hold nothing happens until both of them are done. If you just did the kmitzah, you had no effect on the mincha until you did the mincha, the kmitzah, and the levoina. The levoina you have to be marked here. I leave it Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, who says you're not chayiv outside unless you do the whole thing. So the question is, what about in the case of mincha? If you did half, is it a whole thing for half? According to Rabbi Elazar, if you took half the mincha and did outside, would you be chayiv? Because the koimitz is matted half the mincha, so it's complete for half.
One shear.
Yeah, exactly. So you did a complete job on one. Or do we say, no, you didn't do it. It's incomplete for the whole thing.
You have two halves, you don't have
a... That's exactly the question. I'll leave it, Rabbi Elazar. Think what it says. Rabbi Elazar, I understand the question. Doesn't he hold like Rabbanan? The fact that Rabbi Elazar holds that you're not mefagel by half a matter means that you were not matted half the carbon at all. Definitely, maybe it affects the whole thing, but you didn't completely affect it. It's incomplete. You wouldn't be chayv. Elali Rabban Hach over here, Rabban over here argued Rabban Lezen to say if you do part of it outside, Yechayiv is my Misha Shadi. So what does it do? Does it matter completely? A Kalush Miklish, or just weak is it? Because you can't say, oh, but he brings outside, why Yechayiv? Because they hold Yechayiv no matter what it is. You hold him a little bit Yechayiv if you're doing it outside. So therefore, the Shaila is, what happens? Is it half mutter or the Pshat is... or the whole thing makes weaker. Next Mishnah. Hazoidik mixes dam bechutz. What about you sprinkle some of the blood on the outside? Let's say the Karmel Chatos requires four sprinklings and you did one of them. Chayiv. You are, of course, upon your chayiv, even though you did not a complete job, you're chayiv. However, Rablezer says, and Rablezer will be made in the case of spraying, that if you did one spray, he'll hold that it's a complete job, even though you need all four sprays, but he holds that if you lost the carbon after one spray, and you bring a new carbon, you don't start again, you just continue. Is that right? Whatever you did is complete. So therefore, Rablezer is made if you did that outside, even one spray, you are chayv. Rablezer said, Afa menasich meyachag b'chag, on Sukkot, if you took the water that you dedicated for the Beis HaMikdash, and you poured it outside, you chayiv, you are chayiv. And why did he hold that? We'll see later. He holds that Nisach HaMayim is from the Torah. Rab Nechemya, and Halach is not like him, Halach is only in Moshe Messina. Rab Nechemya, and Nechemya says, Shiyore Hadom Shikriva Bechutz Chayiv, he holds, let's say, the leftover blood that from the Chatos that you have to pour down the Yisoid. If you took that outside, you're Chayiv, because he holds that the Shirayim hold back the carbon from being Yitzah. So therefore, if you did it outside, it's a whole Avod and you're Chayiv. Says the Gemara, Amar, Rav, says Rav. If you hold shvichas, yeah, because that's not our issue now. His issue is, are you over shchut yichutz? Yeah, you're right. According to him, if shchut, exactly. Saying what about Omer? Rava says Rava moedi Rav Elazar b'dami. Rav Elazar is moedi when it comes to blood. If you spray even once outside, you're chayv. Why? The Tanya Rav Elazar Rishonayim memokam shupasakum maschil. If you lost the carbon that you sprayed it once or twice and you lost the carbon, you don't start again from scratch. You just continue. That means memokam shupasakum maschil. Means whatever you did is a complete job. So therefore, if you did it outside, you're chayv. Rav Elazar says, "Af hamanasich mechag bechag bechutz." Rav Elazar says that also v'rasich mechag and yamtiv outside. Am Rabbi Yochanan says, "Meshur Rav Nachman Yudfar." Rabbi Yochanan says, "The name of Rav Nachman Yudfar from the city of Yudefis, wherever that is." That Rav Elazar says over here that sukkah is your chay for taking the water outside. You must hold that mitzvah toida to do nischamayim. B'shittas Rav Akiva Rabbi Amra, he must follow the shittah of his Rebbe Rav Akiva, the Amar, who holds Nisach HaMayim Daraisa. He holds that Nisach HaMayim Shon the Torah. Therefore, if you did it outside, you are chayv. The Tanya Rav Akiva, Rav Akiva says, it says in Pasig, it says by Seir Chattas, it says Unusocheha. By Sukkot, it says you should also bring up the Oza Tamid, Mechasa Unusocheha in plural. What do you mean Socheha in plural? B'shnei Nisuchim HaKasim Adabi, you have two kinds of libations. Echa Nisach HaMayim, you pour water, which is Nisach HaMayim, that's Maha Teide, and the Echad Nisach HaYayin. So from the word Nisach HaYayin, we had more times in the beginning, Abhuda says, Mishpatim and all that. Amar Leidesh, yeah, that's what he holds. Amar Leidesh Lokhi, Reish Lokhi says, if Rabbi Lozer holds, like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, and he learns from this Pasik, where Mayim and Yayin both learn from the same word, Unisach HaYayin, so the Dinim should be the same. And how many loigin do you need by wine? Three loigin, so he should hold by that water as well. How much water do you need in Shamayim? Three loigin. So yeah, I'm just looking at Rabbi Yechanan. If you learn both in the Sachir from the same word, Unisach HaYayin, then just like over there is three loigin by wine, the minimum required by water should be three loigin. And yet, we know, Rabbi Loza, Meyachag Kamar, he doesn't care how much it is, even less than three loigin, any amount of water that he dedicated for Nisach HaMayim is enough. Even one leg is enough. Because there's a machlek gemara sukkah, and it seems from here he doesn't demand, insist on three. Nochazachi is imalahalun b'shayim hashon. By wine, any day of the year, you have a mitzvah of nisach hayayin. Any day of the year, you should also have the inyan of nisach hamayim. At least if it comes to shchut yichutz or outside. And yet now Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar b'chav kamar, we know that Chamayim is only on Sukkot, but he holds that the Isur of Chutz is only on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. If you're comparing it to wine, just like wine, you over Shchut Yichutz a whole year, you should be over Shchut Yichutz on water a whole year. Says the Gemara, Yishtamite, that Menachem Yudfar forgot, hold the Amar Abasi. This Rabbi Abasi said the name of Yechon. Amar Abasi, Rabbi Yechon, the name of Yechon, Roshiram Nechunya, Ish Bekaz, Beit Charosim, he hasn't tied this. Esenatiyah, that in fact Nisach HaMayim is not from the Torah. But the din of 10 and the T is the minimum for to consider a base as Hode or Arava, the law of Arava on Shana Rabbah. And the Nisach HaMayim and the laws of Nisach HaMayim, Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, these are all Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. They're not from the Torah. So therefore, if it's not from the Torah, there is not the pshat is you're learning from wine. You said you're learning it from Chisham Akiva Amra. Have a problem then? How could Rabbi Lezer learn Nisach HaMayim from Nisach HaYayin? Yet the dinim are so different because he holds it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. That's why you're over on water only on Sukkos, because Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is only on Sukkos, and that's why you don't need 3 loigin. 1 loig is enough because it has its own set of dinim, nothing to do with Nisach HaMayim. If somebody pours 3 legs of water on Sukkot, bachutz chayiv yichayiv. Rabbi Lazar, but Rabbi Shimon says, im molan l'shem chag chayiv. He says that if you filled it and had a mind Sukkot, you're chayiv. Sounds like the same thing. So my benai, what's the difference? The Tanakhama holds you have to do a minimum of 3 legs, exactly 3 legs. It has to be 3 legin. So if you put in a keli of 5 legin, since you have 3 legin inside there, it becomes kodesh. But comes my brother says no. That he said it has to be exactly. It has to be. What did the brother say? He says imol l'shem chag has to be exactly the amount you need for yomtiv. If I hold you need 3 legin for yomtiv, then if you put it a 4 legin keli, 4 legin, there's no this chamayim has to be exact. You have to have exact measuring cup of 3 legin of water to say that it's consecrated for Sukkos. Because if not, the keli would not be mekadesh the water, because it's not suitable for Sukkos, because he holds the shear to the water. And keli klishos are not mekadesh unless you get the right shear. Or they're arguing there's a shear to the water or not. According to the first opinion, it doesn't matter how much water you put in, as long as it's included 3 legins, it's ready mukdush l'shem Sukkos. According to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, it has to be exactly 3 legins. Papa says, no, you know what they're arguing? I don't know. They do know. Look at our scroll, you see. I don't know. It'll tell you what it is in ounces and everything else. It says that. I don't know what it is. Look in the article. It'll tell you how many ounces it is. Rapapa says, you know what the argument is? A whole different argument altogether. Do we say, that in the times of the Midbar they brought Nesachim or not? The Nesachim, it says in Pasuk, when you come to Yisrael, you should bring Nesachim. So one way of learning it is that in the times of the Midbar they did not bring Nesachim. It only started in when they came to Yisrael, and only by the Bama Gedoyla. According to other opinion, they always had Nesachim. So what's the Pasuk telling you when you come to Yisrael? That's talking about small Bamas. When you do small Bamas in your backyard, you also need Nesachim. That's the Machlekes. Do you need Nesachim on your backyard or not? They argue, the carving Nesachim in Midbar. So that everyone holds a shear to the water. If you did more than the amount, it decays on the kaddish. But since we find that in your own backyard, you also did the Nesachim, and remember we learned before, in your backyard, you have no clay shadus, is that when it comes to the Nesachim, you don't need a clay shadus. So therefore you chayv, even though there's no shear. And the other one says no, that in the backyards you don't bring the Nesachim. Only in the Beis HaMikdash or only in the Mishkan they brought the Nesachim, which means you needed a special keli. And if you need a special keli, you need a special amount, exact amount. So I'm going to write it, we'll talk about it in a minute. I mean, it says, B'lemeidim nisach hamayim minisach hayayin completely. They're arguing whether b'chal, you compare the two together. So everyone agrees that they brought it in the backyards, and everyone agrees that you didn't have clay shutters to mekadesh it. But we find the Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, they brought in the backyard. But the Nisach HaMayim, but didn't. Nisach HaMayim was only on Sukkos, and Sukkos was only in the Bama Gedoyla. And the Bama Gedoyla needed clay shadus. The question is, do we compare by the Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, that just like Nisach HaYayin didn't need a clay shadus? So it doesn't matter how much you put in your chayiv, it becomes holy, the same Nisach HaMayim or not. Says more right. Tell him we learn how an answer shlosh login yain, because if somebody poured 3 login of wine outside chayv, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Husha, Kotchim, Bekeli, as long as you first put it in the keli, made it holy. My benayu, what's the machleket? Everyone agrees. If you didn't put the wine and didn't dedicate it to the Beis HaMikdash, well, why should you be chayv if you did it outside? So obviously you dedicated. What about things that stick out? Now you have, let's say, a three-legged cup, but then the rim holds a little bit more, and you can put it, wine is thick. If wine, it's not like water that just slides it off. Wine is thick. You can have the wine a little bit higher than the raising the cup.
Meniscus.
Meniscus?
Meniscus is when you have that bulge over the top.
Right, okay.
How do I know that? Because my son learned that word from Rabbi Cohen at the camp when they were learning the halachas of Kiddush.
Meniscus.
He was telling the kids about the forms a convex meniscus.
Okay. Fine. My benayu. Berutze midas. What happens then if it's not, or if it's chayv or not? That was floating on top. The Rabbanan hold that berutze midas also become holy. Rabbi Loza saw does not become holy, only what's inside the keli. That's what I said. But who should kachin? Big keli. It has to be inside the keli. Rabbi Berutze midas, my curvin, is talking about making benayu. You know what my chalikas is, where they brought the sachim in the backyards. Ube plukta the honey tanoi. In other words, the Tanakam holds you, but Chalal don't need the Keli to be Kodesh because he learns from the backyard, and the backyard didn't have clay shutters. And that's what they're arguing, whether they're using the backyard or not. Did they? And did they use in the backyard or not? Depends if they're using the Sachim in the Midbar or not. That's the Machlekes. Ubepluk to the Hanitanoim. So it goes like this. The time you learn, Bamas Yochi, your backyard, Bama, Einatzich in the Sachim, does not require in the Sachim. Why doesn't it require in the Sachim? Because the Pasik says that when you come to the Sachim, you should make the Sachim. Where is it? Obviously, in the main one, the Bama Gdola. The Chacham say, no, you do need the Sachim because they hold in the Midbar. You already brought the Sachim. But the Torah says you bring it again in the Sachim. Must be in your backyard. And that's the Machlekes. If you hold it in the Sachim in the backyard, then you need clay shutters. If you hold it, you don't need the Sachim. So if you brought the sachem in your backyard, so you don't need clay shutters for it. If you didn't bring the sachem in your backyard, only brought in the base in the main bama gdola, obviously you do need clay shutters. Says the Gemara. Where is it? The honey tanoi comes on the basis of the argument is the following time you learn. It says the pasuk ki savoyu when you will arrive that it's a throw that I'll give you, and then it tells you all the din of the sachem. Is coming to teach you the din of the Sachim because in the Midbar they didn't do it at all. Maybe it means your backyard. It says, El Eretz Moshe Seichem to the land you're going to settle in. Ashani Noisin Lechem Haribe Bomma Hanoheges Lekuches Lechem, plural. The one Mizbech, that's for everybody. Which is that? The Bomma Gedoyle. That's what he did, the Kabbalah Sibir. Hakosim Medabba did Rabbi Shmuel. So he holds it was known in the Sachim in your backyards. If there's no Sachim in the backyards, you only had to have clay shutters. So all the Sachim require clay shutters to become holy. However, in the Sachim, we're talking about in your own backyard. Why? Because we already knew the Midbar, they brought the Sachim. We're going to settle in your own plural, every single individual. In everyone's backyard. They did not bring the Sachim in the Midbar, and therefore this is the first Pasuk telling you to bring it, which is obviously in the Bama Gdaila, in the main Mizbech. They did bring the Sachim in the Midbar, so it's telling you again, it's bring the Sachim, must be in your backyard, and then there's no clay shutters. Take tomorrow, Mr.